Luke 24. Are you ready? Luke 24. Are you ready? All right. Verse 49. Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said to them, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, tarry you in the city of Jerusalem, till you are endued with power from on high. And we said, the greatest commission in the world, or what we refer to as the Great Commission, you find it in Matthew 28, verse 18. We said, he said to them, all power is given to me in heaven and earth, go into all the nations. Okay. Mark was all the world. Matthew was all nations, teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he says, he was with them. In Mark 16:15, you see, go into all the world and preach the gospel. In John 20, he gave them the same commission. And we said, that great commission, is it actually great to you? How do you know it's great to you? When you have it top of the mind. You can't go through this world without reaching people for Jesus. In every capacity you can, reach people for Jesus. Sometimes it's not on the street. I know we have the mainstream evangelism where we take the Bible and we go to the streets and we meet people we don't know and we preach to them Jesus. But what about those you chat with every day? If we type Jesus on your WhatsApp, are you sure it's not only church group that's going to come out? If we type prophecy, how many of your friends will show up in the chat? But that's not where we're going to tonight. We said, maybe I was even still rich there. I said, the Great Commission was committed to people in a company. In a company. That shows you how God works. God works in relationships. Throughout the book of Acts, what you see is intentional focus on supernatural relationships. You see an intentional focus on supernatural relationships. In Acts 3. Okay, in Acts 2. Yes, at Acts 1. You see it mentions Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary Magdalene. It mentions Peter in Acts 1:14-15. Intentionally letting you know that these guys have a relationship. In Acts 3, it mentions the hour of prayer. Then it tells you Peter and John went to the temple. So if you are Peter, who is your John? Would you go to the temple together? Okay, don't let us spiritualize the word. Would you pray together? Supernatural relationships. And we said, who is in your circle? In Acts 6, in Acts 13, he mentions Paul and Barnabas. In Acts 16, he mentions Paul and Silas. Intentional focus on relationship, because that's how God works. I told you something last week. I said, man is deficient on his own. He is only sufficient by association. 75% of your walk with God is true relationships around you. Let me put it very properly. 75% of what God can do to you, in you, with you, through you, for you, 75% is edged on relationships you keep. That's how God works. He works through divine, God-ordained connections. What do these relationships do? What kind of circle am I telling you to keep? The ones that foster spiritual growth. The kind of relationship where your friend is telling you, have you prayed about it? You know, there are things that are not fast eroding now, Mr. Man. What's that song again? The things, It won't be lost. In a day. Don't chop Matthew. If you know it, you have to be loud. So that you cover for. It's on the screen now. It won't be lost. It won't be lost. It won't be lost. The things of the Spirit, move of the Spirit. In our day. It's fire. Through sea, the tribe and tongue. Da, 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 da. So I hear his word say. What does he say? Go, go, go into the world. Do greater works than thee. In us, through us, we are. Amen. That's what his word is. So it won't be lost. But you know, there's just something about that old time practice, old time Christianity, where you're talking to a friend and the friend is saying, you know what, let's go pray about it. Let's go fast about it. How many times can you hear that today? But it's coming back. Amen.
Amen.
We're having intentional supernatural relationships because God is going to talk to you through those relationships. Peter needed John. John would need Andrew. Andrew would need James. You can't do much on your own. Supernatural circles. Are you listening to me? They're meant to foster spiritual growth. They're meant to help you pray better. They're meant to help you study better. You know the point of church? The point of church is to give you that grand foundation, that base in your relationships. That's where you now drive in the work. For example, growing up, I'm still growing, but when I was early 20s, mid 20s, probably even a bit of the late 20s, I had friends where we sit down and say, you know what? Well, let's talk about baptism. And we are sharing things. Fine, we might be separated by a lot of distance. Everyone's pastoring in different places. You have people pastoring. I have someone who's pastoring in the United States. I have someone who's pastoring in the Netherlands. I have another friend who's pastoring in Italy, and another one who's pastoring in Canada. I'm a pastor in Nigeria. That's fine, right? You sure say you the follow God plan? All right. Good question. Okay. You know, and then we talk. I have friends who are pastor in Nigeria too. Are you okay with that? All right. Father, I have a friend who's pastor in Malawi. And he's doing great. Amen. Friends, then we were not pastors. We were just talking. Let's talk about this. We were not pastors. We were just helping one another grow and know the Lord. Do you have that? Friends that he can tell you, you've not been praying. Even though there were ways we said it, they were a bit funny. Emoji. And you understand, nobody's picking offense. And he's saying, oh my, it's true. We had one well where we used to pray. Do you have friends like that? We gather every week to pray, to teach, so we rotate the teaching. You're going to teach everybody this week. Next week. It was not a cell meeting. Nobody was. We didn't even have the. All of us, the churches we were attending, we're not attending the same church. The churches we were attending, nobody had cell meeting or anything. No. It was just a midweek Bible study and Sunday service. Nobody had the benefit of, we have cell meeting. I have a cell leader I can ask. No. If you cannot ask the pastor, say, Philip. And if you ask the pastor, you are too young for that. You are too young. Huh? Eh? Just obey. Just obey your mother and your father. Is that okay? That was the doctrine. If you're born, you will not obey. You know? But we kept the fire. Do you have friends? Who help you to grow spiritually? What does that circle do? It also provides you support. I've said it before. I said last week, right? That one of the reasons why God gives you companionship is so they can stand by you. Listen. There's an adage that says, and I said last week, it's the person you don't like that you say the house is far. Amen? It's the person you don't like. You not say, our house is far, that's why. No. You have to be present. So who is in your circle that you're growing together, supporting one another, helping one another know the Lord, serve the Lord, love the Lord the more? Are you that kind of friend too? See, because we can talk about revelation and the things of the Spirit and prophecies and the law and the prophets. We can talk about all of those stuff. You see, without companionship, without sufficient association, it will fall flat. Because you can't go the journey on your own. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you listening to me tonight? All right, good. So again, who is in your circle? Because iron sharpens iron. And if you're iron, and you are friends with a bottle of water, you know how it ends. Come on, you irons. Amen. On Sunday, some people were shouting, come on, you irons. Come on, you irons. Because they ate a God-ordained club. The iron rusts. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Jesus will win.
Amen.
I say, Jesus will win.
Amen.
And the enemies of the Lord will fall flat. They will be put to shame.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Iron sharpens iron. Don't be iron and you are friends with bottle of water. Very soon you will not be iron. Not you.
Amen.
Very soon that iron will be rust, will be dust on the floor. You must surround yourself with people who you can do God's will together. And I'm going to talk about that shortly. Proverbs says, look, the wise walk with the wise. Even in the natural, the wise walk with the wise. A companion of fools will be destroyed. I mean, when you were on campus, you know, you have those kind of people. They know the kind of friends they need during exam time. I used to watch one particular boy. So then, I observe him. Early in the semester, this guy flares. Once he gets to middle, he just changes his relationships. He start working with some kind of people. And, he knows the exam is coming. The other stupid people, they don't know what's going on. There's only boy. They go party. Yeah, they party in Guinea-Con. They party in New Hall, Old Hall, Medium Hall. This one has changed. He knows that exam is coming. Because a companion of fools. Have you seen a companion of fools before? Yeah, easy to recognize. If you want to achieve greatness, you work with people that are great. Fire must identify with fire. If fire goes with water, it will be quenched. Are you listening to me? So do you have people in your life who help you? Who help you to serve the Lord better? Who help you to know Him? Before we even talk about serving Him. Who help you to know God? And last week I said, you keep them, right? You must intentionally keep them. You must intentionally pray for them. Be there for them. Be there for people. I'm not the kind of person that goes out. Yes, me too. Those who know me know very well. I don't like to go out. Left to me, I'll be in my house all life long. I don't like to go anywhere. But you can't fulfill God's plan like that. If you go by the things you only like in life, you will never do anything impactful. Because you don't like good things sometimes. Right? Remember those early morning classes on campus? The 8 a.m. classes. I detest. If they could protest against 8 a.m. classes, I would be at the forefront. I don't protest though, but you see that one? People will know that I have a loud voice. But you see, you've got to attend it. I remember, neurology, Baba Yejusele. You don't attend that class or his classes. Forget say you want to go and read. You are likely to fail because you just did not attend the classes. Because you see the material is non-existent. He's not going to give you any material. He's going to call, you know, in university, someone should be calling notes and you are writing it. Normal university, the lecturer comes in, teaches, right? Drops the hand of the material and goes home. This Baba will not drop a single thing. Are you done with that? Adeshinyo, stand up. What was the last thing I said? Ha! In 411. What kind of insult is this? But most of his classes were 8 a.m. classes. And it was not the kind of 8 a.m. that you could enter 8:10. It's 8:01. You are late. The moment he's in front of the class and you are coming in, you are gone. You say, let me see your back. That means, Alili. But you know, I don't like those classes. Because of the time, not because of him. Eventually, fate brought us together. He was my supervisor and a lot of things. But I will wake up again and say, oh, early in the morning you're already on tie. Why? I don't like ties. I don't like, but it was the MO, it was the modus operandi. You don't put on your tie and shoe and socks to class. You can't enter the class. I know some of you went to some schools, Futa and all of this. No. You wear slippers to class. God has forgiven you. At least now you are walking anywhere. Amen. But what I'm saying is, sometimes the things you don't like are part of your growth. I said something last week. I said, it's in human nature to get bored. I'll say it again. It's part of humanity to get bored with some things. Boredom is part of growth. If you have ever done anything substantial in your life, even the things that are raising money, ask people that are making money from, they still get bored. I have a friend in a startup place. We went to boarding house together. So we connected sometimes early last year. Did I tell you? I told one of you. So we connected early last year and we're talking. I said, I didn't know you were part of the... So I was going through one of the accelerator programs I attended. I saw his name as one of the alumnus. Is he another... So I went to Facebook to look for that name. I didn't see. I went to Twitter. I saw him. Oh. So I DM'd him. He called me a particular name. I'm not going to say it here. Horrible. I said, you are one of the co-founders of... So we see him. You're a billionaire. Not technically. I said, understand, don't worry. Then we started talking. You know, later, end of last year, he said, it can be consuming. I mean, this is someone who is working in billions of naira. Amen. And probably millions, and probably millions of dollars. It's boring. If they tell some of you that, you don't worry, you are going to be, every year, you are sure to have 10 billionaire. You say, I can never be bored. Is it like? You know, as interesting as finances can be, people get bored. Someone got bored so much, created a boring company. Just kidding. It was to dig underground and all that. Called it the boring company. So you now say, every day, prayer, prayer, prayer. Yes. It gets bored. You go through that phase. You come out well. And becomes a lifestyle. But do you have friends you can work it together with? Are you listening to me? You're already bored now. Are you listening to me? So he said, you have to esteem your supernatural relationships, your spirit-led relationships. No, they are circumstantial relationships. Circumstantial relationships you met on campus. And some of them become your supernatural relationships. There are people I met in the university that are now part of my life. Like a big part of my life. I was celebrating one yesterday. It was his birthday. I put it on my WhatsApp status. Amazing, amazing brother. Amazing brother. Some of you know my friend, some of my friends. Very few of them, but we met in university. Circumstantial. But the one that is not spirit-led, that is not a supernatural one, you know it. That's exactly what it is. You put it in its place. We stay in the same estate. We live in the same neighborhood. It's a circumstantial relationship. Colleague at work. You that you are already writing another letter to move. Amen. You have already put it on LinkedIn. Open to work. Amen. Open to work. Why are you laughing? Yeah. You're a bad boy. You're a good boy. Amen. You're looking for work. So those colleagues cannot be. It's soon to pass. Are you listening? Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't build your ideologies, your discipline, your life principles on. You don't party before, so you met a colleague. You two are now blending in. Why? That's not a spirit-led relationship. It's circumstantial at best. Esteem your supernatural circle, your supernatural relationships above circumstantial ones. Esteem them intentionally. Place them in a cadre of their own, in a caliber of their own. Amen. Political relationships. I know some of you are card-holding members of political parties. Good. Bro Pam. That's all it is. Buffet. Buffet is not a card. So you have political people, you discuss political matters with another. You see, to me, one of the things you must do early in life is the ability to have conversations without emotions. The moment you are emotionally invested in a particular thing is dangerous. Especially when secular. So, I can have conversations with you. Like Chelsea fans, for example. I hate them. Which is an emotion. But you see, it all ends at that table. And I've seen people who are taking this, it's borderline derangement. Sports. Someone messaged me, I don't know what I will do if Arsenal win the league. Are you okay? Me, I'm an Arsenal fan, I know what I will do. Even if they don't win. It's not that serious. Some take it to other areas of their life. Politics. Where are we going to in this country? Where are we going? We are in the country, we are not going anywhere. The country cannot jack back. We are not going anywhere. This is where we are. I'm tired. If you don't vote this person, you have killed me. It's a lie. You will eat this night. If they are not another person as winner, you say like you eat. And you take such relationships and such conversations, and you have seen people who left churches because they say this pastor is supporting this party. That's what matters to you, to your life. They cannot support a pastor. Well, no more. It means you have nowhere you are going to in the first place, sincerely. Because if something that will have passed after 8 years or 4 years can affect eternal values, then something is wrong. You must know how to separate that. Esteem your supernatural relationships above circumstantial ones. Simple. Are you listening to me? You met someone in feminism group. Obinism. Men. We will show men. You are who? What are you showing? We will show men. You know, it's time for the ladies. Who rules the world? It's you. Nobody's again. Rule it. Rule it. Let Trump catch you. Rule the world. And because of you don't know how to separate things. You don't know where to put your honor. They say some things. You just say, you need to even look at the Father Abraham. Why did Paul not marry? Why did Paul not marry? That means he's a misogynist. What did we carry? What did you throw? Amen. Paul said, let not the Kinikon speak. If you had a supernatural relationship that have sense, he would have called you and say, okay, you are going out of the circle. There's a supernatural circle. God has placed you there. He has put people. Some of you have names. He led you to names. He gave you people. And if you don't have it, walk up to people and say, I want to be your friend. There's nothing wrong in that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I've walked up to people before, and if there's someone that has their pride intact, it's me. If there's someone that has his self-esteem intact, it's me. Nothing has touched it. Achara. I've walked up to some people and said, I want us to be friends. He was shocked because I don't talk to people. I don't really send you like that. I said, I want us to be friends. He said, Mister, I don't know how to be friends like that. Mister, I don't know how to be friends like that. How we going to do that? I said, don't worry. I've just told you now. For 3 weeks, we didn't talk. Because he didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. But you know what? It was not even supernatural. It was not a spiritual relationship. Just want to be friends. You have sense. And it's cast around here. Amen. Look for people that can help you do great things in life. Are you with me? So again, who is in your circle? There are relationships that God led you to that will help promote His cause in your life. Because, like I said earlier, 75% of fulfilling God's will is relationship bound. So if you are in the wrong company, you can't do nothing in God's will. If you are in the wrong company, so watch your circle. And sometimes, because of the advancement of the digital technology and digital age, sometimes your circle, are you with me? Are online. People you have never seen. Avatars that you don't even know. You are influenced by so-called influencers. And I tell you for free, where the world is going, from what I see, 90%, 80%, whatever percent you want to give it, of so-called influencers don't have a single modicum of, be careful, they are recording. You hear people's opinion. If you want to know if people, public discourse, and then you're hearing what you're saying, this one, the celebrity. Yeah. Celebrity. I cannot cook for my husband. Is that the conversation 2026? You cannot wash plate. I cannot wash plate. I don't want to give birth. I want to do surrogacy. If you cannot do it, I'm not for or against anything. I'm saying there's a way someone will talk. You will know that even if they invest about Einstein's IQ in them, they are not going to have sense in the next 5 years. It will take time. Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Kenneth Hagin, Renard Bonnke, mix everything together just to ensure it will still take 5 years for them to think like portable. And that's the person you are subscribed, following, your notifications are... You don't listen to Paul, you listen to very dark man. If you like me, you see this one now. See, there's a pastor that Iwoloma. Just ensure that when you are done trolling me, put JC Media, the ORG. If you don't put it, we will go and put it and say, you can find more teachings. Amen. No, I'm not saying maybe in some instances. But if that's what you allow influence you, that's where you get your influence from. That's where you get ideas from, values from. There's something is already wrong. That means to follow God and do God's will is going to be very difficult. There must be a point in your life where you have turned off social media. I go to Facebook once in a year. And just celebrate someone's birthday because I cannot find him in any other place apart from WhatsApp and Facebook. But you see TikTok. If we even put God's word and put Kenny aside, we'll bring it back to the picture because it's in the center. How do you, as a responsible person, sit down all day begging for coins? Thank you for the ask. Thank you for the ask. Oh, Lord Poloni. Your parents tried, sent you to the university, polytechnic, college of education, to get a degree. You got a degree. They say you can work anywhere. You now chose TikTok. Not as DevOps. Not as Q, quality control. Nothing, not like. You are a user. So when you are 45 years old, you'll still be begging for art. Then tam-tam age will now come and be saying, Agbaya. The Lord give you understanding. Yeah. And show you the direction to go. Yeah. Invest your emotions in the right places, with the right people. Who is in your circle? 75% of what God wants to do in you and through you is they are in those circles. Don't forget, in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, don't be deceived. Evil communication. What does it do? So you know. But he said, don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Let me interpret before you say, The sheep that walks with dogs. First day we say, that's poo. I don't take poo. Second day, the sheep will say, that's poo. I don't take poo. Third day, the sheep will say, that's poo. How do you take poo? Fourth day, are you sure that's poo? Fifth day, if it's poo, how come you find it easy to take it? Then the dog will say, It's normal now. It's like tiger nuts. 6 day, the sheep will not ask if it's poo. Will observe. The seventh day, let me see if it's poo. 8th day, sheep poo yeku. 9th day, the dog says he's not eating the poo. It's the sheep. I say, poo deo. Amen. If the sheep walks long enough with the dog, it will eat its own poo. Man is a product of influence. If you think you can't be influenced, you have already been influenced. Someone already influenced you. Nobody's above it. Not me, not you. The things you watch, the things you read. You wonder why those thoughts are always in your head. You read a lot of romantic novels. Too much romance. Everything, every time, Korean film. And you don't have your shares there. Korean film. So suddenly, you fall in love with everybody. You met someone in the bank, thought that an answer is, he did not even see you. But because you have fed your mind with too much movies, you have background song in your head. Everything is in slow motion. As I'm preaching like this, it's in slow motion. Reduce the influence of it. Pick up a very healthy habit. I'm going to pray. So, from social time to social time, make it predictable so that you can predict failure. I'm going to be praying from social time to social time. If you put it at any time, that's what makes it a failure. Because you already have put it at any time. So, if you have not done it, you say, I can still do it. I can do it anytime. But the moment you know, I have made up my mind, I'm going to pray between the hours of this to this. What does that make it easy to pray? Your prayer chain runs from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. Amen. That means any 30 minutes window between, do you know how many permutations you have there? 4 to 4:30, 4:30 to 5, 4:15 to 4:45. Can you see the permutations? 4:12 to 4:42. Any 30 minutes. Just be consistent. Let yourself either know. I pray between the hours of 6 o'clock to 6:30 a.m. I pray between the hours of 7:30 a.m. Oh, man, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Make it predictable. Be accountable. Pick up very healthy habits and watch your life change. Watch your relationship with God change. Are you with me? I'm going to listen to teachings. This month, I'm dedicating teaching on salvation. I want to understand salvation more. I want to be able to explain in more details. This month, I'm dedicating to healing. I want to receive healing for myself and also be able to minister to others. I'm dedicating this month, I want to listen to the things of the Spirit. And you have teachings on everything. I want to listen to relationships, premaritals. If you're not married, if you're married, the ones that has to do with maritals and rather than investing that in series of movies. Children of God. Hallelujah. I said we are getting better. We're getting stronger and smarter. Because that's a smart thing to do. So who's in your circle? Because evil communication corrupts good manners. What else do you do for those in your circle as around them? Honor them. Is there someone God has led into your circle? Honor them. Recognize them and put some honor on that relationship. Sometimes it can be quite difficult because They are friends. And I know it's easy to honor your pastor. It's easy. I think. But sometimes, someone who is your peer, friend, spouse, it can be difficult to honor such relationships. Because you're friends. One of the things I learned very early was to honor my friends. God can use your friends for you. But you see, if all you see in them is Tunapa, you have nickname. So your friend is ministering in church. You see, I receive the nations. You know, I see. And then you say, Ope. Opeski. God can use anybody. You see, when they met Jesus, they said, is that not the son of Joseph, the carpenter? And Jesus said to them, you know, those who receive a prophet in the name of the prophet, they will receive the prophet's reward. But if you receive a prophet in the name of a friend, that's all you get. A friend. What's a friend's reward? You must honor supernatural relationships in your life. God has led you, met someone. And somehow, they have been part of your growth. They have been part of the reason why you serve the Lord. When you wanted to give up, they are not, they were the reason why you pray now. Why you fellowship with God. Why you go to church. Honor them. God can talk through them. Are you listening to me? Is your sister? Yes. Put some honor on that relationship. I know it's your husband. Put some money on that relationship. Your fiance, put some money on that relationship. So that you can hear God there. Are you listening to me? So what do you do in your supernatural circle? We said, last week we said you keep it, right? You must intentionally safeguard those relationships. We said there are circumstantial relationships and there are what? Supernatural relationships, right? Supernatural relationships are the ones that help you grow spiritually, that provide support, and help you stay in God's plan for your life. Circumstantial relationship, we met at work. You are my colleague at best. I like you. We talk a lot. But you are my colleague. You are my coursemate. I mean, is that what they call the ones in school? You are my coursemate. That's what you are. Are there coursemates that can now become part of my circle? Yes. Amen. We, bro, Faith, we're in school together. You know? Very stubborn brother. Like you, we. Yeah, but thank God. Amen. But, you see, that relationship moved from just school to it's not supernatural. It's now our psalmist. Amen. The great psalmist once said, go, go, go into the world. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, go into the world. He said three times. That is three. Once have you spoken, thrice have I heard. Hallelujah. Who is in your circle? Start reflecting on it. Who are those that can push you to see Jesus more, to hear him more, to feel him more? When you see them, honor them. I know he's your friend. You're quite close. But God's honor is upon that relationship. I know it's your husband. It's your wife. But you must, if all you see is your wife, something is wrong. I'm not saying, at home, you're watching TV and say, what do you see? I not see anything. I'm not saying be weird. You're not seeing your wife pray and then say, little stubborn, but you know, when you're husband, say, as he's laying hands. Okay, that would be me. Yeah.
Okay.
As he's praying, the leading prayer. Say,
I honor
what God honors. That's the simple rule of life. You know what supernatural honor is? To treat as common what God treats as common, or what is common, and to treat as sacred what is sacred. What is sacred? Supernatural relationships are sacred. They are not common. Imagine you were Peter and you met Jesus and you saw him sleep. Probably saw him eat, fart, use the toilet, because he did. Maybe one day sardine and bread even ran his stomach. And you saw him run and say, God's powers are working, God's powers are working. That's God in man. Amen. God's powers are working. She's like Andrew, come on, show me. And you hear the Lord. Brrr. Then he comes and he says, oh, you of little faith. And you see? It's your loss. Right? You must be able to receive from those who God has placed around you. Sometimes it's always easy to receive from strangers. That's why they say familiarity breeds contempt. It's not meant to be the case. It's an axiom, yes. But that's not meant to be the norm. Familiarity is not meant to breed dishonor. No. And that's why, you see, sometimes pastors tend to want to draw back and not want to, just so that they can help you receive, so that you don't get too familiar. But I don't think that's the case. I think familiarity should help you receive more, because you have more access. So if you are a wise believer, familiarity should be your advantage, not a disadvantage. Some years ago, one brother told me, he said, I don't want to get too close to you. And I said, why? If I get too close, I might not be able to receive the way I'm meant to receive. I said, I'm going to honor that request though, because it's easy to honor. I'm going to honor that request, but that should not be the case. That should not be the case. You see, the closer you become should be the more you see. Peter got so close. Finally brought that dishonor. Then he got closer. Then he said, I can't be crucified like my Lord. You see, that closeness, of course that was a revelation, amen, brought more honor. So, treat your supernatural circle with more honor. Spend more time. Be present. Be intentional about it. Like I said earlier, if we type Jesus on your WhatsApp, how many chats will come out? If we type prophecy, if we type visions, will there be any chats? Or the only chat that will come out is jtmedia.org/revelations and visions. Have you ever discussed and said, I had a vision yesterday? Maybe because you don't have. Why? Because you don't have friends that have. Amen. If you're surrounded by friends that are always telling you, you have four friends, you are the fifth person. And this week, one said, I had a vision. I saw. Then 3 days later, another said, no, there's just this impression in my spirit about, it's backing up what you said. Then the third person, 1 week later, said, I had a dream. The fourth person, I was at work. I had a trance. You say, me too. I was in shop right. I fell down and my head broke and I had a trance. Amen. Why? Because you're surrounded. But when your friend, film got jade. That's all they say. Film got jade. Netflix. I will even give you a link. You know, to talk about visions in that circle, go ahead. I had the, you had what? Series. Not series, so,
Hey, see this.
Because if you say vision, they will slap you.
Who is in your circle?
You watch it. I'm going to close now. Pray for me.
So, we said, you keep them. You pray for them, right?
Intentionally pray. Pray for them. I pray for my friends. That their eyes see the Lord. I pray for my friends. That we work together at the center of God's will. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Our bodies are sound. We're responding to God's power. I pray for my friends that we stick together. Our unity is not broken. I pray for my friends that they hear the Lord, even as I do. And together we grow. You know, pray for them. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your siblings. Pray for your parents. Keep those circle. Keep that circle. Keep that relationship. Keep it closed. Keep peace by prayer. Be present for them. We said that, right? Be present. Be vulnerable to them too. That's why your circle should not be too big. Be vulnerable to them. If you have not been praying, you should be able to tell your friend, I've not been praying. I need help. Please, when you wake up for prayer chain, call me. Call me. Yeah? Tell me about panikawi. You only don't call me my basho where. Let me say, if you're hungry, say I'm hungry. Which one is, if your body eats my body, I'll collect your yam. Say you are hungry. Which one is, if you eat me, I'll collect your yam. Be vulnerable. Expose yourself. You see, one of the things that hide spiritual redundancy is secrets. When you want to keep it a secret. If you're not praying, say it loud. I'm not praying. There's no shame in it. We are the church. The church is family. When you were growing up, and your parents call, if your father call you aside in front of your siblings to go, say, I don't want your elder brothers to hear. Why did you steal the meat? No! In fact, they want them to see, so they don't have to repeat the same thing. Say, what genoje? I stole one day. Not a clone, me. I stole my dad. He tied me to a ceiling fan. Gen Z is saying, ew, don't worry. I will not say the other ones. He put it on one. So it was rolling like this. So whenever it gets to where he is, he will flog. That was the last time I saw. You know, the issue with that is that you don't want to roll there. So you are trying to control the fan too. Timo Jabobai. Someone say, hey, but that does not train children. Your children that they did that, but me, I did not turn out bad. You can share your own experience later. That was the last time I took my mom's money. What's not his money? You see him. So the next time, I got there, I saw the money. I said, it's a trap. The visions flooded my head. I said, eh? Not again. Walk the way. I went to ask. Mom, I need 50 naira. Okay, Uruwe Yembeavi. I said, you put it there. Warm now. You see? But you see, that entire stuff was in front of my siblings. Amen. Did I feel ashamed? No. It's family. You get? It's family. You should be able to tell your friend, I've not listened to a single sermon. Today is May 13th, right? 13th? I have not listened to a single sermon. 13 days into the new month. You should be able to say it. Then your friend should not be saying, it's not only you now. No. Two of you should go and gather another friend. You should be saying,
Okay, so let's start. What can we listen to? You can start from the shorter ones. Don't go and start from the Diary of Prophets. Olofa. Amen. Start from the shorter ones. One ones. Single. You know there are single teachings, right? Very soon we are going to put out a library, like a Google Drive, that will help you categorize teachings. Amen. To categorize faith, you will see everything. Very soon. If you need it in French, we'll put it in French. Hallelujah. We are lamen yama logo. We have to put it in French. But you must have supernatural relationships, not just circumstantial ones, that help you serve the Lord and know Him more. Jonathan, he was the prince. Yet he knew that David was important to advance God's vision for Israel. What did he do? The prince honored the commoner. We need friends like that. Friends that help us see God clear. You can't do life alone. Like I said, man is deficient on his own. He's only sufficient by association. God told Adam, you can't be alone. Amen. You can't be alone. So he made Eve. Of course, you know the helpmate. Amen. But he gave him Eve. Because man is only sufficient in association. Are you with me tonight? Can you pray to God? You say, open my eyes to see that circle, that supernatural friend. And help me to honor them, to pray for them, so that I fulfill your plan for my life. I know you know how to pray. You know what to pray about. So go ahead and pray. I don't treat the sacred as common. I don't call what you are called holy. Nothing. I see your plan. I see they are grand. And I walk in them. Your visions flood my eyes. Your passion floods my heart. And I'm burning for your cause. Yeah. Me and my friends, we're walking in your plans. Me and my friends, we're growing together, supernaturally and in the natural. Your glory floods our hearts. Yes, we're doing your will the more. Yes, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we are still saying we are growing stronger. We're growing stronger. We're getting better. Yes, our best days are not behind. Yes, Lord Jesus. Pray for your friends. Our hearts are not growing cold. We receive renewals and revivals. Yes. Pray for your friends. Pray for your friends. Pray for your friends. We are quickened to serve the Lord. We are quickened. We are fast. We are to preach in a world that is fast moving. We stay with Jesus, we see Him, we walk with Him. Me and my friends, we're not drawing back. We're not drawing back. We hold fast, we're steadfast, we strength,